In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, now that Dylan has won, who will be the next big surprise winner of a Nobel Prize. But first, let me tell you, that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Subaru, automotive partner of the National Park Service Centennial. Subaru encourages people to explore America's treasures and discover a national park adventure at findyourpark.com. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Lumber Liquidator is a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists and hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, celebrating 25 years of showcasing what works in K-12 education. Learn more at edutopia.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, benevolent overlord, Philip Goedeke writes our limericks. Our intern is Alex Wallachian Gromit. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Liedemann composed our theme. Our program is produced by Robin Lynn and Miles Dornbos. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Her CFO is Anna Nguyen. Our production coordinator, that's Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer, he's Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Hotel Time, back in Chicago, Danforth. Now, panel, who will be the next surprise winner of the Nobel Prize? Paula Poundstone.
Jennifer Aniston, because she never wins anything.
Amy Dickinson.
The Nobel Peace Prize will go to an actual can of peas.
Clever. Nobody saw that coming. And Adam Felber.
In physics, for his pioneering work in folding the fabric of space-time to the point of near total self-erasure, to Mike Pence.
Well, if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Paula Poundstone, Amy Dickinson, Adam Felber. Thanks to the staff and crew at the Auditorium Theater. Thanks to everybody at the WXXI in Rochester. Thanks to our fabulous audience right here. You're the best. Thanks to everybody at home for listening. We'll see you all next week. This is NPR.